Let's turn to Psalms 135.
请翻到诗篇135篇。
And read verses 5 and 6.
读5到6节。5到6节。原来我们知道耶和华为大，也知道我们的主超乎万神之上。耶和华在天上，在地下，在海中，这一切的深处都随自己的意志而行。
We've been talking about God's faithfulness.
我们一直在讲论神的信实啊。
And that it is founded upon His righteousness.
他的信实是基于他的公义。
His love.
他的慈爱。
And His power.
和他的能力。
If He's not powerful enough to fulfill everything He promised, it doesn't matter.
如果他没有能力去成全他所应许的，那就无济于事。
I want us to look for just a minute or two at the power of God.
所以我们看看一两分钟，看看神的大能。
There are actually two things we're going to look at in this lesson.
在这堂课里头，我们要看两件事啊，其实。
We can count on God being faithful.
第一，我们可以信靠他的信实。
Because he is powerful to do everything he promised.
因为他所应许的，他有能力成全。
And his promises are unchanging.
而且他的应许是永不改变的。
And that's the foundation of all our faith.
这是我们信心的根基。
So in Psalms 135,
是诗篇135篇第五节啊。
Look how important this is.
看看这是何等重要。
He starts out by saying, "For I know."
他一开始就说，原来我知道。
The foundation of the Christian faith is knowledge.
基督教的信仰的根基是知识，要知道。
How do you know what you know?
你怎么知道你所知道的？
That's a good question.
这是一个很好的问题，对不对？
There's a whole branch of philosophy called epistemology.
有一种学问叫做知识论，这个一切追究知识的源头。
And it has to do with how do you know what you know?
他们追究你怎么知道你所知道的。
There are people that say that aliens from other planets have visited us.
有些人说外星人曾经来过地球。
How do you know?
你怎么知道你所知道？
There are people that say there's a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot in Canada.
还有人说在加拿大有个很大的脚印。
How do you know?
你怎么知道有这样的人？野人。
There are people who say all kinds of things about God.
还有人论到神，说到各种各样的事情。你怎么知道？
But how do you know what you're saying is true?
你怎么知道你所知道的是对的，是真理？
Is it because you heard it from a preacher?
是不是你听到一个传道人那么说，你就信了？
You really want to trust your spiritual life to just what some man told you?
你真的要信靠一个人告诉你的话吗？
What you know about God, is it something you just feel?
你对神的认识仅仅是你的感觉。
Do you really want to trust in your feeling?
你真的要信靠你的感觉吗？
Or was it a vision or a dream?
或者你信靠你的异梦异象，一个梦中的。
Maybe it could have been that you ate too much pizza.
也许你吃饭吃大米吃多了，或者披萨吃多了。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
Oh, was the preacher famous?
或者那个传道人很有名啊，大传道人说的。
Satan is famous.
撒旦也很有名哎。
That doesn't mean anything.
这不代表什么。
I love what the Bible says about the Berean Christians.
我喜欢圣经讲到的比利亚基督徒。
When Paul the apostle was teaching them,
当保罗使徒在教导他们的时候，
they searched the scriptures to see if these things were true.
他们甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
I know a lot of believers who will listen to these, or a lot of people will listen to these prosperity preachers.
很多人喜欢听这些成功神学家，这些传道人，布道家。
And they use the Bible.
他们也用圣经。
And so people are marking with their pencils on their Bible.
人拿起笔来啊，在那引经据典，在那。
But what they don't understand is this.
但他们不明白的乃是。
You can't just study one verse by itself.
你不能够断章取义。
You have to look at the whole context around it.
你必须看它上下前后文的背景。
That's why some of these passages, only one verse talks about the faithfulness.
所以这些经文有一些经就一节经文提到神的信实。
But we look at all the verses around it.
那你看看它上下前后文呢？
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
If you saw a picture of me,
如果你看到我的一幅图画
，and I was doing this,
我在这个这样一张照片，我正在这样子。
And that's all you saw.
这是你唯一看到那一幅镜头。
You can't see anything around me.
我的周围其他的事物你都看不到。
You just see this.
你只看到我。这个德性
you don't know what's happening.
你不知道发生什么事儿。
I could have just been robbed.
也许我刚刚被人抢劫了。
I could have just seen Godzilla walking down the street of Toronto.
或者我看到在多伦多大街上一只大猩猩在路上走。
I could have seen my mother-in-law.
或者我看到我的岳母大人。
you don't know why I'm going.
你不知道为什么我那么。
In order to know why I'm doing this,
你要了解为什么我会这样子表情。
You have to see the context around me.
你必须看到我周围所发生的环境背景。
And these teachers, what they'll do is just give you one verse.
这些成功神学家他会断章取义，拿起一节经文，然后
twist it,
把它扭曲了他的意思。
You know, all Christians are to be rich.
哦，所有的基督徒都要成功发财。
Preachers are God's anointed.
哦，传道人都是神的受膏者。
If you go against them, you're going against God.
你敢反对我，就是反对神了。
See, they take all these verses in order to manipulate you.
他们断章取义来利用经文来操纵你。
Dangerous.
很危险的。
So you've got to ask yourself, how do I know?
所以你要问自己这个问题，我怎么知道他说的是真的？
Well, I just trust that guy.
我就信任了那个人。
You better start studying the word.
你真的要好好考察圣经。
And not just one little verse.
不仅仅那节经文而已。
But the whole thing.
那是整本圣经的总原则。看到没有？
And that's the amazing thing here.
这是叫人惊叹的事，第五节。
He says, I know.
我原来知道。
That means the source of his knowledge is the Bible. It's biblical.
这个意味着他的知识的源头是圣经，是神的话。
See, they had the law.
因为他们有神的律法。
They didn't have as much Bible as we have.
他们旧约时代没有我们像我们那么多圣经啊。
But the law they had revealed who God was.
但是他们所拥有的律法启示了神是什么样一位神。
I know that the Lord is great.
他说，原来我知道耶和华伟大。
Even if they kill me,
就算他们杀了我，
the Lord is great.
主仍然伟大。
His greatness has nothing to do with what he does for me.
他的伟大，跟他为我所做的没关系。
I know he's great and that our Lord is above all gods.
我知道，他也知道我们的主超乎万神之上。
At the time this was written,
当这些经文写下的时候，
most nations had many gods.
大多数的列邦列国有许多的诸神呢。
And when one nation fought another nation,
跟一个国家跟另一个国家打仗的时候，
they believed that one god was fighting another.
他们相信是他们的神明在打仗。
And whatever army won, that was the strong god.
不管哪一个军队赢了，他们就相信，因为他们的神明更大。
And the psalmist is saying here, look, I know.
所以诗人呢在说，我们知道，也知道。
In a competition of the gods,
在这些神明征战的当中，
I know that our Lord is great and above all gods.
我也知道我们的主超乎万神之上，他伟大。
Now, does that mean that there are other gods floating around?
这是不是说在世上有别的神明在那到处都有？
Yeah, because the scriptures clearly say there is one God.
因为圣经说的清清楚楚，只有一位真神。
But he's taking into consideration what the nations think.
但他在考虑这些列邦列国是怎么相信的。
There are all these gods.
他们相信有很多的诸神呐。
And he's just saying, "My God is above them."
他说，我的神大过他们的牛鬼蛇神。
All right.Now, go to verse 6.
好，再看第六节。
And it says, whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and in earth and in the seas and all the deeps.
耶和华在天上，在地下，在海中，在一切的深处，都随自己的意志而行。
That pretty much covers everywhere, doesn't it?
他天上地下全部，他包罗万象，全部都包了。
Heaven, earth,
天上地下
the sea, he does whatever he wants.
海中的深处，他要做什么就做什么，按他旨意而行。
One of the most famous prosperity preachers.
最有名的一个成功神学家。
Him and another famous prosperity preacher.
他跟另外一个成功神学家，灵恩派。
They're on film talking.
他们在影片上在交谈，其中一个说
：“Now share with us this revelation that you've received。”
你跟我们分享一下你从神那得到的启示。
The guy said, "Okay."
另外说好，让我告诉你。
This is it.
让我告诉你啊。
God can't do anything on this planet unless we give him permission.
除非我们允许上帝，神在世上不能做什么。
Really?
真的吗
？Really?
真的。
Well, who are you going to believe?
那你到底相信谁的话？
Two heretics that are making a fortune off of people who don't know their Bible?
你相信两个异端头子，他们在榨取老百姓的钱财，信他们的话呢？
Or the word of God?
还是相信神的话？
Verse 6.
第六节怎么说的？
Whatever the Lord pleases, he does.
他都随己意，自己的意志而行。神随心所欲。
And guess what? It's not a democracy.
你知道这不是民主啊。
He doesn't ask for anybody's counsel.
他没有必要征求任何人的意见。
He doesn't ask that a vote be taken.
他也不需要你投票决定。
He does everything he wants to do.
他想做什么就做什么，随心所欲。
And he doesn't apologize.
而且他没必要向你道歉。
At all.
没必要。
This is a sovereign king.
他是一位主宰万有的神。
And he does everything he desires to do.
他想做什么他就做什么，按照他的旨意而行。
That means every promise he's ever given his people, he can carry out.
这意味着他所应许他百姓的每个应许，他必成全，言出必行。
Everything.
每一件事。
God is sovereign.
神是主宰万有的。
And that gives us comfort.
这使我们大得安慰。
Have you ever heard?If I make it home safely on Monday,
如果我礼拜一平安的回到家里，
my wife will know that I made it home safely because God decreed it.
我妻子会知道我能够平安回家，因为神命定如此。
And if the plane crashes,
如果飞机坠机了，
and everybody on the plane is saved but me,
每个人在飞机上都很平安，除了我。
And I die,
我死了，
leaving a wife,
留下孤儿寡妇，
and four children,
四个孤儿孤儿。
My wife will know that I died because God decreed it.
我的妻子也会知道，因为神命定我该死。时候到了。
And she will draw comfort from that.
她会从此得到安慰。
It wasn't that somehow the devil beat God in this instance and I died.
不是因为撒旦胜过神了，所以我死了。不。
It won't be just, oh, we live in a bad world and you know things happen.
也不是因为哎呀，我们活在一个堕落的世界，这些意外事情总会发生的。不。
No, my wife knows.
我妻子知道。
My days are numbered.
我的日子被神数算过。
And they're numbered by God.
是神数算的。
And I won't die a moment early or a moment late.
我不可能提早一刻死，也不可能推延一刻死。
And so if I die,
所以如果我死的话，
she will know it was part of God's plan.
她很清楚这是神的计划的一个部分。
And she will rest in that.
她也因此得到安息。
And if she stands up at the funeral,
如果她在葬礼站起来，
she says this,
她说
God is sovereign,
神主宰万有。
And God determined to take my husband.
神定义要把我丈夫带回家。
Some of the people there at the funeral will say, praise God.
其中一些参加葬礼的人会说感谢主。
But you know what else?
你知道还有人呢？
Others will be there.
还有人会在那儿。
And they'll get mad.
他们会生气。
How dare she say something like that?
她怎么敢说这样的话？
God doesn't decree people to die.
神不会定义人死的。
God didn't take her husband.
神没有把她丈夫拿走。
Yeah, he did.
是神带走的。
And if he didn't, then my wife has no comfort.
如果不是神把我带走，我的妻子就得不到安慰了。
Do you see that?
你看到没有？
He does whatever he wants.
他所要做的事，他随自己的意志而行。
But we praise God that He's good.
但我们感谢主，他是良善的。
So that everything He wants is good.
所以他做的一切都是美善的。
But good.
但是美好良善
can mean that I die.
也可能意味着我要死。
Do you see that?
你看到没有？
He works everything for the good, it says in Romans.
罗马书第八章，他叫万事互相效力，我们晓得。
But the good is not economic prosperity.
这个万事效力得益处，这个益处不见得是经济的发财、发达、平安、
the good
安舒、稳妥。
To Jesus Christ.
那个益处乃是效法基督的模样。
You see that?
看到没有？
So important, brothers.
弟兄姊妹，这非常重要，非常弟兄姊妹们。
Okay, now let's go to Isaiah 14.
我们再看以赛亚书第十四章。
Isaiah 14.
以赛亚十四章，二十五节。
It says, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, 'Surely, just as I have intended it, so it has happened, and just as I have planned, so it will stand.'"
24, 24节，对不起，二十四节。万军之耶和华启示说，我怎样思想也必照样成就，我怎样定义必照样成立。
Now he's talking about he's going to destroy Assyria.
他在讲论他要毁灭亚述帝国。
But when he says this,
当他讲到这时候，
Assyria is destroying Israel.
亚述正在毁灭以色列国。
And Assyria is the most powerful thing on the planet.
当时亚述是全世界最强壮的国家。
And Israel is like a little worm.
以色列像只小虫子一样。
And what does God say?
神怎么说？
No, I'll take care of this.
我会解决它的。
I will do this.
我必做到。
This is what's so amazing.
所以这是叫人惊叹的事。
I mean,All of history is this thing of God doing everything according to His plan.
整个人类历史就是神按着他自己的旨意成全他的计划。
He raises up Israel.
他兴起以色列。
He judges, then he raises up Assyria.
然后他兴起亚述。
He judges Israel using Assyria.
他利用亚述来审判以色列。
Then he judges Assyria.
然后他又审判亚述。
Then he comes back and he saves Assyria.
然后他回来又拯救亚述。
So many Assyrians that have come to know the Lord.
很多亚述人都来认识主了。
And he uses the Assyrians to make Israel jealous.
那他利用亚述人叫以色列人嫉妒。然后以色列人又回到神面前。
And in the end, what do we see?
最后我们看到什么？
We all have this in common. All of us failed.
我们都失败了。
And God shows mercy upon whom He will show mercy.
神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
It's amazing.
真是叫人惊叹。
It's amazing.
叫人惊叹。
But He is sovereign.
但是他是主宰万有的，他有主权。
Let me ask you a question.
让我请问啊。
How do you think God knows the future?
你怎么知道神知道将来会发生的事儿？
I hear preachers say this.
我听到一些传道人这么说。
God looks down through the corridors of time.
神借着那时光隧道，他看到。
And He sees the future.
他看到将来发生的事儿。
Question number one.
第一个问题啊。
Where are these corridors of time that they're talking about?
他们讲论的时光隧道是在哪里啊？
Because they're not in the Bible.
因为圣经里头从来不讲时光隧道。
They say, well, God knows the future because He knows everything.
因为神无所不知，所以他知道将来。
Well, God does know everything.
的确，神无所不知，没错。
And He does know the future.
他也知道将来发生的事。
But you know how He knows the future?
但你知道他怎么知道将来会发生事？
Because He's the author of the future.
他主宰着将来。
He's directing everything to go according to what He planned.
他乃是按照他自己的旨意所预定的，使万事发生。
He's not sitting by passively.
他不是被动消极的坐在那儿。
Just looking and say, "Oh, I know how it's going to turn out now."
哎呦，现在我知道会发生。
Because I can see into the future.
因为我可以预料将来的事儿。
No, He knows how it's going to turn out because He's the author of the future.
他之所以知道将来会发生什么事，因为他主宰万有，他操纵主宰万有。
Every movement of every molecule,
每一个原子的动静起坐
every flutter of every wing,
每一个翅膀的震动
every hair that falls from your head,
从你头顶上掉下的每一根头发
He not only knows it,
他不仅知道而已
He's sovereign over it,
而且
He's the Lord over it,
他主宰万有，他使这一切发生
It's amazing,
这叫人惊叹呢。
And all this thing going on in the Middle East right now?
你知道现在在中东发生这些事。
People go, where's it all going to end?
这些人问，那以后会怎么样啊？
I go, I know, pick me.
我说，哎，我告诉你，我举手，我告诉你这个答案。
God's going to work the whole thing out.
神会叫万事互相效力。
For His own glory.
为了他的荣耀。
And the salvation of a multitude of people.
也为了拯救万民。
It's utterly astounding.
这简直叫人惊叹无比。
But it's undeniable.
但是是无可否认。
Look what he says in verse 27 of chapter 14.
27节。
It says, for the Lord of hosts has planned, and who can frustrate it?
万军耶和华既然定义，谁能废弃呢？
And as for his stretched out hand, who can turn it back?
他的手已经伸出，谁能转回呢？
Remember what he told Job?
你记得他对约伯怎么说？
He said,
他说
I play with Leviathan.
我跟河马玩游戏。
The great Leviathan of the book of Job.
在
The great monster of the deep.
约伯记里头那个海里的海怪啊。
Some people think it's a huge crocodile. Other, it's a giant dinosaur.
有人以为这是大的一个叫做什么鳄鱼。有人认为是恐龙，大恐龙是。
God says to Job.
但神对约伯说。
He's my pet.
他是我的宠物。
I play with him.
我跟他玩耍玩游戏。
Hey Joe.
哎，约伯。
Stretch out your hand and touch him.
你敢伸出手碰他。
If you try to do it, you'll never forget it.
如果你敢的话，你永志不忘，保证你忘不了。
You'll put your hand back and it won't be there.
因为你把手伸回来之后，你的手就没了。
But I play with him.
但是我跟河马玩耍。
He's
恐龙玩耍，神是主宰万有。
Have you ever read the last part of the book of Job?
你有没有读过约伯记的最后半部
？Where it talks about how he's in control of all of creation.
讲论到神主宰着一切所造之物。
The goats in the mountains give birth because he makes it happen.
山羊在之所以能够生产，是因为神叫它生产。
The lions and the giant reptiles.
或者老虎啊，或者各种的牲畜啊，四脚的走兽啊，爬虫，神在主。
I remember one time I was watching a nature program on television.
我记得我有一次在电视上看一个大自然的一个影片。
And it is in India, I think.
我想是在印度。
And this tiger kills this like deer.
这只老虎啊，杀了一只鹿啊。
He leaves it there.
然后把这只鹿留在那。
And this huge crocodile comes out of the water, grabs the deer, and drags it into the water.
那鳄鱼呢，就从水里头出来，把这个鹿呢，就拉到水里头去了。
And the tiger comes back.
然后老虎回来。
It's like, where's my deer?
哎，我杀的鹿跑哪去了？
He looks out there and his crocodile's got it.
哦，原来是鳄鱼把它吃了。
He doesn't even think.
那这老虎就毫不思索。
He jumps in the water.
就跳到水里去。
Swims out there.
然后游到水里。
Hits the crocodile in the head.
然后就揍那只鳄鱼。
Takes the deer in his mouth.
然后把他口中的那只鹿呢。
And he swims back.
就抢回来了。
But there's a lot of sticks and trees in the water.
但水里头有很多的那个树枝啊。
And so, with just the muscles of his neck,
但是用他的脖子上的那个肌肉啊。
He's swimming.
他正在游泳。
Grabs the deer.
他抓住那只鹿。
He goes like that.
哗一甩呢。
And he throws it out of the water.
就把那只鹿甩到。
And he swims up to it.
甩到岸上，然后再游过去。
Grabs it again.
再一次抓起来。
Throws it out of the water ahead of it.
然后又把它甩到前面去。
You know what I did?
你知道我怎么样？
Well, first of all, I thanked God I wasn't that deer.
我说感谢主，我不是那只鹿。
I got down on my knees and I worshiped.
我就跪下来，我敬拜神。哇
！I worshiped.
我敬拜上帝。
God who would make that.
你真伟大，你创造这些。
That much strength.
这么大的能力啊！
And then he tells Job after explaining all this, it isn't even the beginning of my power.
然后他告诉约伯，解释了这些不过是我能力的一点点，这还没开始呢。还没彰显呢。
You see, that's why if little preachers like us,
你说，所以像我们这些小传道人
，stand before all the great presidents,
站在世上所有的总统啊、君王面前
，we tremble,
我们会颤抖
，not because of the presidents,
不是因为世上的君王、总统
，we tremble for the president,
我们为他们害怕
，because we know our God is over them,
因为我们知道我们的神主宰他们
，and if they do not repent,
如果他们不悔改的话。
He will take them from this world.
神就会把他们从世上除灭掉，他们不能做什么。
We warn them.
我们警告他们。
Kiss the son now.
现在就向神的儿子亲嘴，要不然就来不及了。
Bend your knee now.
现在就向他跪拜。
Because on the day of judgment, every knee will bow.
因为到了审判的日子，万膝要向他跪拜。
You bow.
你一定会跪拜。
You bow either out of love.
你要不就是出于爱。爱他，你跪拜他。
Bow because he broke your kneecaps with a rod of iron.
要不就是因为他拿铁杖把你的膝盖打碎，你就不得不抱下。
You will bow.
不得不跪下，你必然跪下。
So that's both sides of the gospel.
所以这是福音的两个部分，两个方面。
He's strong. He's big.
他是有能力的，他是强壮的。
Go to Daniel chapter 4. I don't think we have it there, but I just want...
第四章啊，这上面也许没有，我们看一下。
Look at Daniel 4.
但以理书第四章。
Verse 34.
34节。
Now this is talking about Nebuchadnezzar.
这里在讲论尼布甲尼撒王。
He is really a unique guy.
他是一个很特别的人物。
Very few people can say... They are the most powerful human being on the planet.
很少人能够夸口说他是世界上最伟大的人啊。
Now, you may say, well, the President of the United States can say that.
你也许说美国总统可以那么说。
No, not really.
不，其实不能。
You've got other powers.
还有其他世上的君王。
But also, even in your own nation, you got people
就算在你们国家
who are against you,
有人反对你啊，
fighting you,
有人在跟你作对啊，等等，对不对？
With Nebuchadnezzar, that wasn't the case.
但尼布甲尼撒他是所向无敌啊，可以说。
I mean, you could accidentally upset his dog and he would kill you.
你知道你不小心把他狗给触怒了，他就把你宰了。
I mean, this guy, if you looked at him, if you even looked at him, you could die.
这个人你如果看他，他看你不顺眼你就完了。
We're talking about the most powerful man on the planet.
我们讲论是全世界人类当中最有权柄的人。
He could do anything he wanted.
他可以为所欲为，可以说。
And here's the thing.
就是我们要讲的是
God very clearly raised this man up.
神很清楚地兴起这个人来。
Now God did not make him do the evil things he did.
当然神没有叫他做他做的那些坏事啊，但神把他兴起来。
And then he became proud.
然后他就狂妄自大。
And he was warned.
那神就警告他，哎。
But he didn't listen.
但他不听神的话。
And so God.
所以神呢？
In one moment.
顷刻之间
took him from being the most powerful man in the world to being out in a field like a wild animal.
神把他从世上最高的地位降卑下来，使他跟牲畜在地上一起爬行。
Look in verse 34.
再看34节啊。
Nebuchadnezzar said, "But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me."
34节，日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒。举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊重活到永远的神。
Sometimes I look at the church and it looks like we've lost our mind.
有时候我看这教会啊，好像教会疯狂了，失去理性。
I look at the things that Christians say and do, and I think we have totally lost our reason.
我看到基督徒所做的事、所说的话，我说我基督徒没理性了。
What will cure it?
什么可以医治我们呢？
Turning our eyes towards heaven.
当我们举目仰望天的时候。
I'm not talking about looking for a vision.
我讲的不是看异象异梦。
I'm talking about turning to God through the word that he's given us.
我讲的是借着他的话语回到他面前。
To start living our lives according to the word.
开始按着圣经而生活。
Preaching according to the word.
按着神的话语来讲道。
Directing our families and our churches according to the word.
按着神的话语来带领我们的家庭、我们的教会、我们的一切。
He said, "My reason returned to me."
他说我的聪明复归于我。
And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever.
我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。
So he was crazy.
所以他本来发疯了。
He turned his eyes to God.
他就仰望神。
He gained his reason back.
他就重新得到他的理性。
And when he recognized who God was,
当他认识到神是谁的时候，
he worshipped him.
他就敬拜他。
See that?
看到没有？
And look what he says.
你看他说什么？
For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
因为他权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。
And then look, verse 35.
继续看35节。
All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing.
世上所有的居民都算为虚无。
It doesn't mean he doesn't care for them.
这不是说神不关心世上老百姓。
The idea here is they have no influence.
这里意思来说，他们的力量微不足道。
No influence over him.
他们对神没影响力。
No power over him.
也没有任何权柄。
They can all join together in one united army, and they can come rushing at him.
他们可以联合起来，一起来攻击上帝，世界联军。
It would be like a little gnat.
一个小小的苍蝇
hitting its head against a piece of granite the size of the world.
头用头小苍蝇用头撞像世界那么大的一块大岩石
Wouldn't have any effect.
不会有任何的影响力。
As a matter of fact, he says that when all the nations come against him, he sits, he doesn't even stand, he sits in heaven and he laughs.
其实圣经说，当所有的列邦列国都来反对他的时候，他甚至不站起来，坐在那儿，他嗤笑他们。
Now, Nebuchadnezzar is an unusual character.
你知道尼布甲尼撒是一个非凡的人物。
Because God uses this king.
因为神使用这个君王。
To say some of the greatest things you can possibly say about God.
论到神有关最伟大的一些话语。
That's amazing.
这是很叫人惊叹的。
He says in verse 35, but he does according to his will in the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth so that no one can ward off his hand or say to him,What have you done?
35, 世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上和万军世上所有的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦阻他的手，或问他说，你做什么呢？
Here's the thing.
你看，
Regardless of what you believe politically,
不管你在政治上在哪个地位，哪个立场，
liberal or conservative,
不管你是自由派啊，或者保守派，
One thing that we know,
有一件事情我们可以知道。
Our culture is so corrupt.
我们的文化已经败坏到一个地步。
In Canada,
在加拿大也好，
and the United States,
美国也好。
That whatever a leader does, he is literally going to be crucified for it.
不管我们的领袖做什么，我们都会把他钉十字架。
We argue and fight and bicker and whine.
我们争论，我们辩论，我们反对，我们总是不满意。
We lie about our leaders.
我们而且毁谤我们的领袖。
We twist things.
我们把事情扭曲了。
We're like a bunch of selfish little babies.
我们像一群自私自利的小婴孩，不知道怎么样子行事为人。
But when God comes to rule.
但是。当神的旨意成全的时候
That all comes to an end.
这一切都会到此为止
No one's going to say to him, What have you done?
没有人会对神说你做的是什么事儿
Why did you do that?
你为什么这样做、啊、
Even on the day of judgment,
就算在审判的日子
They will raise their hands and say, The God of all the earth has done right.
他们会举手说审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？他做的是公义的。
Even those who go to hell will acknowledge that God was right in sending them there.
就算下地狱的人也不得不承认，神把他们下到地狱是应该的，他们活该。
That's who he is.
神是这样一位神。
And you say, "Oh, yes, that's the." God that we see in the Old Testament.
哦，那是旧约里的神啊！你说。
Look at Daniel chapter 7.
你看看但以理书第七章。
I'm going to help you understand the Great Commission.
我要帮助你明白大使命是什么。
Do you remember in Matthew 28?
你记得马太二十八章。
Before Jesus gives the Great Commission, what does he say?
耶稣在颁布大使命之前，他说什么？
All authority has been given to me.
天上地下
and on earth.
所有的权柄都赐给我了，对不对？
What does that mean?
这意味着什么？
Well, means exactly what it said.
这就是他的意思啊。
But here we see it in Daniel 7:13.
在第七章十三节，我们看到。
Daniel says, "I kept looking in the night visions."
但以理说，我在夜间的异象中观看。
And behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man was coming.
见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来。
And he came up to the Ancient of Days.
被领到亘古常在者的面前。
And was presented before him.
就被带到他面前。
And to him was given.
好，就得了什么？
Remember Jesus said,
你记得耶稣怎么说的？
All authority has been given unto me.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
In heaven and on earth.
天上地下都给了我了。
He says, and to him was given dominion.
他说他得了权柄、
glory,
荣耀、
and a kingdom,
国度。
That all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him.
使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
他的权柄是永远的。
Which will not pass away.
不能废去的。
And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
他的国必不败坏。
Someone asked me, they said, what do you think about the change in rulers?
有人问我，你对这个总统的国度的领袖的替换有什么
you
know, 什么什么看法？
America,
你知道美国的选举，你这个你有什么看法
？I said, well,
我说
，I was aware there was elections.
我知道有个选举啊，美国大选。
But I wasn't aware there was a change of rulership.
但是我不觉得有什么领袖的改变呢、啊，没什么改变。
Well, so of course there was.
这当然有改变了。
President Obama is no longer there.
现在奥巴马下台了。
It's now President Trump.
现在是 Trump, 特朗普。
Oh, you're talking about little tiny rulers.
你讲的是那个世上的小小领袖。
The ruler in heaven.
在天上的领袖。
The one true ruler.
那位真正的带领者。
Oh, don't worry.
你放心好了。
He hasn't changed.
他永不改变。
We put too much confidence in men.
我们对人太多的信赖。
And we're too afraid about what men can do.
我们太害怕人能做什么。
They can't do anything.
他们不能做什么。
That the ruler in heaven doesn't allow them to do.
只要天上的这位统管者不允许，他们不能做什么。
And if he allows them to do it,
如果神允许他们的话，
it'll ultimately be for the good of the church.
最终都是为教会的益处的。
Even though many of us may die.
就算我们当中很多人都会死掉，都不要紧。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
Never forget, brethren.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘掉。
Persecution and suffering never hurt the church.
逼迫患难永远不会叫教会受亏损。
Prosperity and easy life is what hurts.
反之，安逸和丰盛可以叫教会受亏损。
There was a time.
有一度啊。
When the Chinese Christians.
中国基督徒啊。
They boasted about.These men of God,
可以夸口我们当中这些属神的人
，little men，
这些小人物
，poor men，
贫穷的人
，beaten men，
被人鞭打
，suffered in prison，
在监狱里坐牢的人
，some of them had no shoes，
其中有些人连鞋都没得穿
，walked from village to village preaching the gospel，
他们从一个村子跑到另一个村子传讲福音
，those were the men of God，
那些是属神的人
，not the guys who fill up coliseums and get。$1 million for
不是那些站在大广场上，然后赚很多钱的传讲的那些人。
See the difference?
你看到这两者的不同吗
？It's a big difference.
这是天渊之别。
And it's in those little men.
就那些小人物，人看起来
no one recognizes.
没有人认得他们这些人。
That the true power of God is seen.
神的大能在他们身上彰显出来。
Do you understand me?
你明白吗
？Do not judge by appearances.
不要用外貌论断人。
Remember when they were talking about John the Baptist?
记得他们怎么讲论施洗约翰的
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说
？Oh, prophets! You don't find them wearing king's clothing.
他们穿的不是细软衣服的人。
It seems like all the famous prophets today.
似乎今天那些有名的所谓的先知，他们夸口自己是君王，他们也穿着君王的服饰。
And driving king's car,
开着君王的车子，还有飞机呢。
It's pathetic. It really is.
无可救药。
Now, just so you don't think this is all Old Testament, go to Ephesians chapter 1.
好，你不要以为这些都是旧约的。我们看以弗所书第一章
，verse 11.
第一章十一节。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他的旨意所预定的。
The believer has an inheritance.
信徒得到了一个基业。
In heaven,
在天上。
What is it?
这天上基业是什么呢？
Bible says that
圣经说
we are co-heirs with Christ.
我们是与基督同作后嗣的。
Everything that belongs to Christ belongs to his people.
凡属于基督的都是属于他的百姓的。
But greater than that,
但比这个更好的消息啊，
we've been invited into this marvelous relationship with the persons of the Trinity.
神邀请我们进入了三位一体的关系的当中。
That's why Jesus says, as the Father has loved me.
所以耶稣说，父怎样爱我，
me, his son.
这儿子，我。
So he loves you.
我也爱你。
Throughout all eternity, there was this relationship of love.
在永恒当中有这个爱的关系。
Between the Father and the Son and the Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的爱的关系。
Guess what?
你想想，猜猜。
He's been brought into that.
他竟然把我们也带入这个爱中。
No, you're not a little God.
不，你当然你不是一个小神了，不是神。
Like some of these prosperity preachers.
像这些成功神学家说的，你不是的，不是神。
But you are dearly loved.
你是神所爱的，亲爱的。
Now, that inheritance was predestined.
好，这个基业是神预定给我。
If you don't like the word predestined, you got a lot of trouble.
如果你不喜欢预定这个词啊，你问题大了，因为圣经里头就用这个词。
God predetermined that you would have this inheritance before the foundation of the world.
神在创立世界之前，他就预定了你会得到这份基业，神预定的。
I know he's been planning this since before the foundation of the world.
我知道在创世之前他就已经计划了。
But how are we sure that he can, I mean, keep it going?
但我们怎么能够保证他的计划能够照常运行呢？正常运行。
Because he works all things after the counsel of his will.
因为他按着自己随自己旨意行做万事，照他旨意去预定而行。
Everything after the counsel of his will.
他按着他旨意所预定的，他就行出来。
It's absolutely amazing.
这简直叫人不可思议。
If you are a person who goes to church, but you're just not converted.
如果你是一个来教会里混，但是却没有真正归信主的，没有重生的人。
And you hear God has done everything.
你听到了神为你成就了一切。
Then you'll just be lazy.
那你就可以偷懒了。
You won't want to grow in holiness.
你不愿意在圣洁中长进。
You'll just say wonderful.
你说太好了。
God's done it all.
神为我成就一切了。
I've asked Jesus into my heart.
我邀请耶稣进到我心里来了。
I can live like the world.
我就可以像世界一样生活。
Still going to heaven.
然后死了上天堂，照样上天堂啊，得到基业。
That's your attitude. You're not a Christian.
如果你是这样的心态的话，你根本就没入门，你不是基督徒。
So many people in the church are not Christians.
很多人在教会里混了半天，其实不是基督徒。
Some silly preacher got them to repeat a prayer and then pronounced over them that they were Christian.
因为有些愚昧的传道人叫他跟着他祷告，做绝知祷告，然后说你是基督徒了。
You're saved because you've repented of your sins and believed the gospel.
你得救乃是因为你从你最终悔改，你信靠了福音，你才得救。
And the evidence that you're saved is you continue repenting and continue believing.
你得救的证据是你继续悔改，继续相信。
And you grow in grace.
而且在恩典中不断长进。
And you change.
你生命改变。
And you bear fruit.
而且你结出果子来。
And when you fall,
当你跌倒的时候，
he disciplines you.
他会管教你。
And brings you back to him.
他会叫你再一次回归。
But if you're truly a Christian,
如果你真是个基督徒，
and you understand that it's all in Christ,
你明白这一切都在基督里，
He's done everything.
他为你成了一切，
and you're totally and completely secure.
你在他里面是完全有保障、有把握的、有确信的。
That will lead you to greater devotion.
这个就会导致你更加的爱他，
greater love,
更加的委身于他，
greater service,
更加的服侍他。
You see that?
看到没有？
All right. Well. When we come back this evening, we're going to talk about God's promises.
晚上我们回来的时候，主许可我们就要讲论他的应许。
How they are unchanging.
他的应许是何等不改变，永不改变。
Then we're going to talk about how we should live in light of everything God has done for us.
我们就要讲论因着神为我们所成就这一切，我们当怎么样回应他，怎样生活呢？行事为。
Our response to God's faithfulness.
我们因着神的信实，应当怎样正确的回应
？So let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Again, Father, bless your people.
再次父啊，求你祝福你的百姓。
Give rest to our minds and our bodies.
让我们身体、心灵都得到安息。
That we might come back this evening and learn more of thee.
好，叫我们晚上回来能够更多学到你的功课。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.